And now it's time for another episode of As the Serpo Turns with your host, Magic, at AboveTopSecret.com. Oh, man. Just when things start to get interesting, my ISP's backbone goes out. I've been sitting here. I kind of live out in the boonies a little bit, and my I think the backbone for my ISP is actually like on a microwave relay or something like that. When the weather gets weird, it cuts out. So so I'm being forced. And so all this interesting drama is unfolding. And this, of course, is Project Serpo, Revelation or Hoax. And right now it's about 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time on February 3rd, 2006. And oh, what fun we're having tonight. Oh, the drama. I love it. I just love it. God bless Bill. He's hanging in there and just doing what he can to tell the story and answer questions. And, of course, I'm asking some questions that might seem kind of silly, just trying to get to the root of some of his alternative sources, the sources that are not necessarily related to project this particular saga per se, but you know that have convinced him that the core story is real, which is something that Victor Martinez was saying. It seems to be a recurring theme here. There's some other recurring themes I might want to explore them, but really what I'm interested in is I just want to get a feel for how reliable the sources that have convinced Bill Ryan of the core story's legitimacy, just how reliable they actually are. And he mentions this Air Force colonel, who's apparently now a retired Air Force colonel, but used to work in the Pentagon and was with Air Force intelligence and stuff like that. So I'm certainly wanting to find out more about that without, of course, necessarily compromising anyone's privacy or anything. I value my privacy. Not out to go after anyone else's. Oh, but just look at the drama here. look at the drama. We've got Advisor putting a global ignore on Bill Ryan and then, you know, acting on his own. And, of course, as a moderator, he is free to do that. You know, if he's acting within the terms and conditions, well, you know, he's doing what moderators are given the prerogative to do. And now the global ignore has been lifted and Bill's back on the air. And, you know, hi, Bill. meanwhile, I get cut off because my ISP got shut. It's the government, I tell you. It's a conspiracy. Yeah. They're cutting off my internet connection while they send the SUVs, the white SUVs full of men in black to my house. Yeah. So anyway, one of the things that came out, NetChicken posted, and by the way, anyone, you know, NetChicken pointed this out, but anyone who looks for Serpo Hoax on Google can find an interesting thread on Godlike Productions that talks, that actually posts, apparently a copy of an exchange between our good, our dear buddy Springer, one of the administrators here at ATS, and Bill Ryan, about the possibility that the Defense Intelligence Agency or someone at the DOD is monitoring Bill's email, which I thought was rather interesting. And, of course, the staff at ATS is reasonably savvy. So, you know, when they express that kind of concern, and apparently, according to what I'm reading here, have had experience with this kind of thing in the past. So, an interesting element is added with this, in as much as, well, is the DIA actually monitoring Bill Ryan's email? And if so, why? Or, are they not? You know, maybe this is, you know, a spoofed IP address. One of the people in the thread here points that out. And, IP addresses can be spoofed. The thing is, how is that happening? You know, that means that someone has some kind of is somehow able to intervene in the email. Someone is, whether it's the DIA or some hacksaw or something like that. Somebody is getting in between the ATS staff and Bill Ryan, which I find interesting. So somebody's doing a little hacksing here. and, of course, if you go through it, it's really fun. You know, this happens every now and then. I've seen this on other sites, too. For example, in the Cassiopeian site. And they post the emails that, you know, copies of the emails that they get from the ATS administrators. And, you know, I always just like seeing how the ATS administration deals with other websites. It's really quite cool. I really like, by the way, ATS admins, another fanboy here. I just like the way you deal with these people. It's cool. Anyway, Bill was concerned that this somehow or another might be interpreted as evidence that SERPO is a hoax. And Bill, I don't think you have anything to worry about. Nothing I've seen in the exchange. I read through the whole thread on GLP over there, and nothing I saw actually suggested either way that SERPO is a hoax or SERPO isn't a hoax. Also, nothing I saw, you know, it seems to me like you guys really are trying to be on the up and up. And that's, you know, when you hear that kind of stuff coming from behind closed doors, that's generally pretty reassuring. You know, if people are pretty much saying up front what they're saying behind closed doors, yeah, that's a good sign. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. Still, oh man, reading through this thread, what a freaking soap opera. Holy cow. Oh man, meow, meow. I mean, just look at some of the stuff going on here. People just tearing each other apart. You know, it just blows my mind. And I guess it's one of the reasons why I'm such an ATS fan, because you can talk about everything these people are talking about in this thread without having to just, you know, hop up on the soapbox and complain, he's a witch, burn him. And I'm just looking at some of this stuff. You're a hoaxer, you're a hoaxer. And it's like, whoa, you know, easy there, big fellow, easy there. But it's kind of interesting to read through that thread. But anyway, at this point in the game, you know, obviously there's a lot of interest in, and by the way, it's pretty clear to me that whoever Anonymous is following what's going on at ATS. So Anonymous, hey, shout out there. Just remember, you know, I think you're a hoaxer, but I just want to say that there's hope for redemption for everyone. You know, hey, I used to hang out on alt.flame. Okay, I used to be a flame lord, and while I sometimes slip back into my old ways, I really am trying to learn. And you know, even all you hoaxers out there and stuff who are just doing this to get some jollies, you know, you can eventually come clean. And yeah, it ain't going to be pretty when that happens. But you know, if you do come clean and you just go for embrace honesty and go for that, you know, it is possible to turn yourself around. Just saying, you know, nobody's free of sin. But anyway, I had to post my Tales of Ribaldry. Tales of Ribaldry! A reference to Evelyn Quince, a Regency man who is fond of Tales of Ribaldry. And oh my, what ribaldry we have in the Serpo tale now. I don't know. It's just a matter of time before, you know, a randy wench and a lusty bootblack get drawn into the tale. But anyway, here's hoping that we will at some point get to the bottom of this. Again, I think that the Serpo story itself, and I commented in the thread, you know, this is grade school level literacy here. And so I have to believe that it's probably not Bill writing this. It's somebody. And I'm thinking, you know, Haxer kid. It's some kind of Haxer kid. And, you know, just yanking Bill's chain and you know, getting some jollies out of this. But you never know. And by the way, there's all these people, and I see this on here, that talk about, oh, yeah, the DIA is monitoring, the NSA is monitoring us. Well, they do. I mean, there's stuff that they monitor. I mean, hell, there was this whole thing about monitoring phone calls. You know they monitor the Internet. I mean, come on, that's their job. So we know that happens. But I think the thing that I'm seeing that I think is kind of funny is I see a lot of people thinking that they actually are important enough. You know? Yeah, you know, the NSA is, all the eyes of the NSA are upon you. They want to know about you because you've got information that makes you dangerous. I, you know, maybe there are people like that. You know, by the way, I'm not somebody, I don't know enough as far as I know. I'm the man who knew too little, you know, but I see a lot of that. It's like, dudes, you know, there's a lot of that, you know. Well, anyway, the point being is, sure, maybe there is some interest in some of this. Maybe the DIA is monitoring this. After all, it keeps getting mentioned, you know. But I think that they're a little more interested in other kinds of stuff than this. Maybe I'm wrong. But, you know, most of the stuff that they do is pretty mundane. And that doesn't mean it doesn't have to do with UFOs and things like that. But I don't know. You know, people talk about government disinformation operations and stuff like that. I really don't think that, you know, I don't know, but I would be very surprised if the government actually set out to do disinformation. Maybe it has, and I think that maybe some of my fellow ATSers have some evidence of that. But, you know, I think a lot of the people that end up, you know, claiming to be government disinfo are actually acting on their own. I don't think that the government itself necessarily has to put out disinformation, because you know what? We are so good at disinforming ourselves. I mean, man, looking at this GLP threat, I'm like, whoa, how can anyone, you know, and well, look at all the stuff that's been going on here in ATS as well. It can be very hard to pick out what the hell is going on with this stuff when you have all these recriminations going back and forth. It's enough to make my head spin. Anyway, I figured while my connection was down, I might as well comment more on as the Serpo turns. And I'm going to keep watching this. You know, at this point, I mean, I really find the actual Serpo story just incredibly tedious. You know, it's just, it's not even worth reading for me. I'm just interested in where it came from and what this is really all about. And if I find that out, that's great. And if I don't, well, you know, there's plenty of other things to occupy my time. Anyway, on that note, with popcorn in hand, this has been Magic at AboveTopSecret.com. Be well, friends.